Echo is back. How many doors did he open? We'll find out tonight. Hey everyone, welcome back to another Bad Batchtastic episode of Empire Radio. I'm Jeremiah.
I'm Drew.
And we are back with Bad Batch Season 3, Episode 13, Into the Breach. Yep. And it was a doozy of an episode, if you ask me. But before we get into our breakdown and our thoughts, we should go over some Spotify Q&As.
Ooh, the Qs.
We have two because I had one for our trailer breakdown, but I wanted more than just a few days, so I didn't read them last week. So, and then I had a question for last week. So, Tales of the Empire trailer Q&A was, what would you like to see next for season three of the Tales series? Tales of the, in quotation marks.
12.
So, Leah says, Tales of the Bounty Hunters. That's a good one.
Guys,
O says, basic, but Tales of the Sith to make certain Sith canon. Also, for the quote for the merch, there's only one quote. It's only on my bottom for one reason. The first half of that movie is trash. That's a t-shirt right there.
Oh, my God.
That has to be one of our...
That'll be... Okay, I already have Andrew's done. And I just need a fun pose for you.
What is Andrew's?
Andrew's Get Out.
Oh.
But, like, I found, like, this, like, AI thing that, like, makes you, like, a cartoon. So I have, like, a bubble that says Get Out. And so I just need a fun picture of you. So I'm trying to find a fun picture of you. And then it'll say,
I can give you a picture.
Yeah, but what would be a solid photo of you? Like, what would be the photo? That's your...
No. Well, we'll figure it out. We'll see,
I was thinking I was just going to grab your old one with a giant beard.
No! That looks nothing like me. Anyway.
We should have a poll.
No.
Bring the beard back.
Rgreen571 says, Tales of the Senate. It could have three arcs. The first is the Senate when the Separatists break off. Second, during the Empire. And third is when the New Republic meets for the first time. I would like that, but they're probably not going to make an animated show for kids about politics like that.
I think it would be really cool. I think it would be a cool book series.
Ooh.
Like, that would be a fun book series.
A Senate book series, like a trilogy? Mm-hmm. That would be cool. Addie says... Rebel Alliance or Resistance, maybe. That'll be cool. Easton just quoted me from the trailer and said, Thrawn is very lovely, because I said that in the trailer breakdown. He is quite lovely.
That should be your new quote. Thrawn is very lovely. Just a picture of you with, like, hard eyes.
Hard eyes. Oh, we could do, like...
And the front of... So it's like the back portrait of Thrawn, so we can't get sued.
Well, I would say what we could do is have this to text bubble, but then I also have like an imagination bubble, and it's like me and Thrawn like holding hands, like spinning around in a meadow of flowers or something.
That we're sitting on sand.
Yep. Dazdor says Tales of Mandalore or Tales of Pod Racing.
Tales of Pod Racing. Dope.
That'd be kind of cool.
I think the Mandalorian is Tales of Mandalore. Let's be real.
I think if they're going to do Mandalore, they need to do Tar Vizsla, the first Mandalorian.
Vizsla. Yep.
Who was a Jedi who created Darksaber. That would be really cool. And just kind of have
Tales of the story. Sabers. Oh,
maybe.
Just like cool sabers throughout. That yep. Have.
Jonathan says Tales of the Bounty Hunters. I loved all the Legends collections when I was a kid. Second place series I'd love to see is Tales of Mandalore. We could see the actual events of the Night of 1,000 Tears. That'd be cool.
We kind of saw it, though.
We just saw them getting nuked. We didn't see like people trying to escape and what's going on down there.
I don't think anyone escaped. That was a problem.
I'm sure there's a few. And finally, Joseph Dawkins says, Tales of the Old Republic. That'd be cool. All right, so that was for that Q&A, but I had one for last week, and I had nothing about the episode to ask, so I just came up with a random question, and people delivered. I asked, is the Hokey Pokey really what it's all about?
Oh my, that was a question?
That was a question. So Jonathan says, the lyrics are saying the dance moves are what the Hokey Pokey is all about. Existence is not all about the Hokey Pokey.
Do people like
classic X-Men animation is the best. X-Men. X-Men 97 is phenomenal. Addie says, what the dash, what does that mean? And also, yes, it is what it's all about. Is that, am I dating myself? Is that,
yeah,
like,
yeah, you're old as heck.
We'll people don't know what the Hokey Pokey is.
I mean, people know what it is, but like
Addie doesn't know, apparently. Well,
these new kids probably don't. I should ask, like, my nephews, like, the same age as Addy, like, do you know what the Hokey Pokey is?
And here's another, the next person is about the same age as Addy. Elias says, his answer is, what's with the personal questions?
Oh, I like, Elias, you smarty pants, you. That is such an Elias answer.
Nate Keeney says, no, the Zemo dance from The Falcon and the Winter Soldier is what it's all about. Do you know what that is?
I do.
Because they had like 10 seconds in the show, but then they released like a 2-minute version.
I haven't seen
version.
Like the whole thing, but I remember that. I thought it was going to be more, I think that, but what about the She-Hulk dance?
I'm good about that. Easton says, you need to watch WALL-E, pointing at you, Drew.
Oh.
And yes, the Hokey Pokey is all that it's about.
I should ask my wife if she's ever watched WALL-E.
I don't know. But thank you for all those Q&A responses for both those questions. But we're here for Bad Batch, Season 3, Episode 13, Into the Breach. We're getting close to the end. We just got two more episodes after this one, so it's hyping up. It's getting there. Drew, what were your overall thoughts of this
episode? I liked it. I mean, I was going to say we didn't learn anything, but we kind of did.
We learned all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we learned how they are going to escape, I guess. We didn't learn, like, anything about, I don't know.
What's there to learn about? The events that we know are happening, like.
Exactly. So we, yeah, I'm just trying to think if we learned anything, but, like, besides that, like, no, the whole episode was pretty cool. Intense art. Was really good, like always. Like, this season is making, I don't know how they're going to top this. And then we saw Tales of the Empire, and they're already topping it. So I don't know. Like, it's the animation that they're doing over there is just ridiculous. But,
well, the first opening scene when they're on Tantus, they changed it. It looked like a painting this time, rather, which is weird that the whole season they did a 3D animated.
Well, the one that here, they did over top too. Well,
they did over top that too. But
that
I'm saying, like,
so cool.
The opening scene though, like,
yeah.
Why did they choose to do a painting version when the whole season, like, it's literally just copy paste into their thing?
I think they just
thing.
Want to change it up a little bit.
I guess, unless, like I said, like last week, they're just trying to save money.
There's times where I thought that too, and then I saw the overhead shot though was so,
yeah.
It was ridiculous.
All their funding went to that new shot that they
yeah,
had.
Yeah, that overhead. I was like, where is this? I didn't even recognize it as Tantus. And then all of a sudden, like, they went in to the next scene and it was Omega and the Sails. So I was like, wait, that was Tantus? What? That looks so dope. So
bird's eye view, and they had birds fly over the mountain.
Exactly. It was pretty cool. So, like, there's like times where, yeah, you're right. It's like cheap and then really expensive and cheap, but like it's really cool. And like I thought it was really interesting that like they got rid of all their armor colors.
Well, they had to. They couldn't let anyone know that it was them.
I'm just like thinking from a toys perspective.
You think they're going to release a
black version of all these figures?
A black series.
Yeah. So, like, they're going to have, like, the one with all the colors, and then later on they're going to come out with all those, but then just plain black. Because I'm like, couldn't they easily just, like, they found that one outfit in that ship. Why wouldn't they be, like outfits for troopers in there? But
yeah, that is kind of weird that they...
Like, they found his outfit, but not other trooper outfits. I mean, I guess, like...
It is kind of weird.
Wrecker couldn't have obviously worn anyone else. But he also didn't get off the ship because he was too much of a eyesore.
Right.
Like, when they said, oh, you need to stay back, I'm like, oh, I know why he has to stay back. Because everyone's going to be like, what's up with this dude? Why is he, like, giant? And you guys, like, what's wrong? So... Right. But overall, I thought, like, the whole, like, suspenseful parts were really cool. Like, the heist, it felt really good. Like, you liked it. You were, like, on your edge of your seat. Echo, once again, let us down because that boy didn't open any doors.
So, you see when he left that control room, he closed the door by pushing a button with his regular hand.
I know. I was so pissed. I was like, shut it. No. Open it. No.
I said in the Discord. I said in the Discord, because he closed the door with his regular hand,
it doesn't count.
That's minus one. And oh, so heck, you have
to
open eight to make up for
in
that.
In two episodes, there's no way.
Hey, if they're on Tantus, he could be open a ton of doors. So.
Well, there's that. And then also, he's going to have to open up the hatch maybe to get them to go inside that ship or something. I don't know.
But he has to hack with his little...
He was hacking.
His screwdriver.
It doesn't count as doors. But I like that whole concept that he was allowed to go on because he could act like a droid. I thought that was actually... This is the only time that his actual hand... made sense, because every time we've been complaining like, oh, he's just gonna open another door, he's not gonna do anything, or he's just gonna go into their system and change it because they don't need a droid. But then in this heist they made him camouflage like a droid, and I thought it was really brilliant. So Dave is definitely listening to our podcast because he's like, oh, I'm gonna fix this. So with that, Dave, we need full-time jobs, just so you know. So
What would we do? Anything.
Story.
We should a story consultant where we come up with ideas. Because, like, we talk about, like, things that, oh, this is a stupid thing that they add to
the
story.
We can be the voice of the fans that are the calm voice of the fans, not the aggressive.
They do need, like a fan, like...
Representation.
Just to, like... Because we're the one consuming, so, like, what do we actually want? But I'm so happy with what we're getting. So
I think they're listening now for sure. But, like, is there a way to do that? And, like, they probably have a team that does actually, like, look and see what's going on in the fandom and how, like, they can pick ideas. Sure,
but
so we could do that job. But we still want to do a podcast. Just.
Disney I don't know. I don't think we could be. We'd be allowed to have a Star Wars podcast and also work for them.
True, because we talk crap. We don't. It's true. Like, do we want to be under Disney thumb? Like, we like to be able to say what we like and what we don't like. You know.
Well, we could just
like everything. That's really lame.
We could just blur the screen and have voice changers and.
True, I can do that easily. Actually.
Like this.
Oh, yeah, wrong one.
Yeah, wrong one. But
that's what we would have to do if we were for Disney.
overall,
I think the episode was fun. It was really good. And there's a lot of fun moments in this episode. And
I really liked this episode. It was so much tension, especially at the final scene. Like, I was jumping in. I totally thought they weren't going to latch on. And Echo was going to go by himself.
Oh, that would have been dope.
I feel like that would have been better for the story, where they have to, like, then wait for Echo to try and, like, transmit the location somehow without getting caught. And then they'd have to get there.
There's not enough episodes left, though.
I know. That's why That would have been so intense. Like,
and that was like the part that I was like, I didn't know. That's like another thing. Like, I didn't know if it was gonna work. But they did it so well, because typically in those scenarios, you always assume that it's gonna work out. But in this scenario, you actually were like, I don't know. Grass Monkey in the chat did say, "Come on, 75-minute episode." So I guess they could have done it that way if they had like two big episodes, but yeah, I don't know.
But I really liked it. I liked the tension that they had. I thought there was good humor with Rampart. Like, I thought it was really fun how they did the humor things, like, "Look like you got a demotion." And he's like, I hate clones. Like, it was just so funny.
Yeah, there is some really good parts on it like that. And
I really liked Omega's trying to find a way out. Like, we knew that's what she was going to do, but I was like, well, how is it going to play out? And
dude, how fast she came up with an exit plan was ridiculous.
Well, it's just like she's taken everything she learned from the Bad Batch that they taught her, and she's implementing it. And I really liked how she used the puzzle pieces to like show it. This is the map of the thing. Mm-hmm. And then after she was done explaining it, she moved it around so it didn't look like anything. Mm-hmm. Like, there was this, I just liked it a lot. Like, I think she's just cool. And
like, anyone else think that baby got big like quick?
Nah, this is a girl.
I was like, "Who's the baby thing? That thing is huge." I totally forgot that.
Sammy. I think Sammy was the Pantoran girl's name.
Yeah.
But it was just that baby was kind of big for that girl. it was like
huge. But then, like, as soon as I saw and remember that last episode, I'm like, "Oh wow, I really don't like." Like, it made me really hate. Cad Bane, and I hate that.
Oh, taking the baby from the
kidnapping
mom.
Child. Like, oh, so sad.
But yeah, I really liked this episode. So, but so like, there's only two episodes left. Like, how is it gonna play out? We don't know. We'll talk about kind of later on in the episode with our thoughts on predictions. But we might as well just jump into scene by scene. So we will do the Omega stuff first, and then we'll end with the Bad Batch stuff, just to keep, so we don't have to go back and forth. But back on Tantus, painting, like we said, they opened up with a painting of Tantus rather than CG. So I was like, dang, that's already right away. It kind of stuck out to me, like, okay. And then we get a cool new doctor guy with a cool mustache. This episode, like a lot of the music, there are times that it reminded me of Andor.
Like, yes,
there's a certain moments where it was like very similar music to Andor. One of the things with Andor is like they really nailed like the like a 1970s aesthetic, and they kind of did it a little bit here with like that guy with the mustache, just kind of look like a guy from the 1970s. Like they're getting closer to the original trilogy feel and look, I guess, even though they're still like, you know, 15 plus years away from that. But I really appreciated that kind of like this somewhat of a little tie to like Andor feel.
Yeah.
And
I think the heist stuff too kind of made it more seem like that.
Right. But also, okay, that medical droid, I don't know, if it was just me or whatever, but like when you first see it coming in, it looks like it has like a face. Mm-hmm. Like it's really like, I'm like, is that a face? But it was just kind of like the shape. And I was like, I don't know.
I thought it had a face too. And it also looked evil.
Like it was just.
Did you feel like it looked like a little dark?
I don't think it looked dark. I was like, that's just a weird face to have it. But then it wasn't like a face really. But I don't know. But is that the same droid that they've always had, like in the series? Like, I don't remember.
No, because we're used to the other medical droid, like the one that,
like AZ, and then like
AZ, yeah,
the regular
like,
medical droid.
It's like an updated, bigger one because it was also bigger too.
It was big, so it was like might be a new one, but it was just kind of looked weird, but it was all right, whatever.
It was the doctor version. The other ones are like nurses.
Oh, maybe, maybe. Or this one's a nurse and the other ones are doctors. It could be that way,
true. AZ, what do you think AZ is?
A nurse doctor practitioner.
Level? A nurse practitioner.
So between a nurse and a doctor, kind of like a nurse with a master's, nurse with a specialty. But it's wake up time in the vault, and so all the Omega and the other.
You almost said all the clones.
I did.
I was like, all the what?
there's wake up time. And Omega comes out. Or Omega and Emery talk or whatever, because she goes, time for blood sample time, blah, blah, blah. And Omega then comes out and talks with Eva. Is that her name? Eva?
Yeah, I think so.
And she's like, what do you have there? And she's like, oh, I'm just playing a game. They make us play games all day, which they're told are games, but I think they're supposed to be more like a puzzle or something. They're trying to test them. So they're just being lied to already. And then she asks about the doll, and she's like, the girl's like, Dr. Carr gave it to me. She's the only nice one, which... I appreciate that she has that trust in her, because last episode she didn't. She's like, oh, you lied to us, blah, blah, blah. But then with the toy, she's like, oh, I like her now. She's nice.
And I really like that Omega wasn't petty.
Like, oh, that's mine.
Exactly. And that's maybe because I hang out with a 2-year-old who's definitely petty. So when I saw her, I'm like, oh, Omega's going to be, I want my doll back. But then she's like, oh, where did you get that? It looks really cute. Like,
Sure. I noticed that she didn't say anything about, like, how you put it, that, like, she wasn't making it about herself. Like,
she was making it
the awareness of that, like, that's not going to help anything. It's that girl's toy. It's what she needs to get through the day type of thing.
Yep, exactly. But
then all the other kids come up to the table and they start talking, and they're like, they don't like when we talk. Like, they're not, like, they're conspiring, like, whatever. So like, they kind of like went their ways, but I was like, okay, cool, whatever. So the next scene that we have with Omega is Dr. Carr comes in, takes a blood sample of Omega again, and we kind of get then shown the new way that they collect the blood. It's like a pneumatic tube type system or whatever in the wall that comes out. They put the blood in. And it takes it. So I'm like, okay. And so while Dr. Carr is doing this, Omega is looking at the tools on Dr. Carr's tray. I'm like, okay, she's going to steal something. It's going to happen.
I also like her and Omega's conversation. When Omega was like, who are these other kids?
Yeah, where did they come from?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, well, they're all being taken care of and they're all safer, or whatever. She said something like that. But Dr. Carr leaves, and then Omega pulls out from her sleeve the tool that she had. So it's like a scalpel type little knife thing, whatever.
I don't know why she would need that to take blood samples, but there's also like the mirror one was in that tray. I'm like, are you checking to make sure her teeth are straight? Like, what?
I don't know. Well, maybe they just, whatever comes up, they need to have it ready to go at all times.
Probably just like a kit, like whatever's in the kit, you know?
Right. And so after this, it goes up into like the little like observing window thing above the room where all the other scientists and stuff are, and a new scientist lady that I don't think we've seen yet says that she doesn't like that Omega is with the other kids, like implying that it's a liability, like she's dangerous, like she's gonna be a problem. But Dr. Carr is like, well, I am the head scientist and we're gonna do it my way, and I will do whatever I see fit in the vault. Like, okay, cool, whatever.
The other scientist was not wrong.
Right. And so then Omega is then talking with the kids again, and she asks, like, how many times do they take our blood? And like twice a day after meals, which is interesting. Like maybe it's just because
they don't want to take blood on an empty stomach.
Or maybe the food just helps your body replenish the blood or whatever. So
yeah,
when you take the blood, it's already kind of like in the works, I guess.
Well, it's like when you think about when they take blood from people right afterwards, they always give them like a snack and stuff. When you don't need blood.
A cookie. Yeah.
So maybe it's something like that.
Yep. And then Omega tells the kids a secret that she escaped once. And they're like, what? You did? And she's like, yeah, and I'm going to do it again, and I'm going to take you kids. And they're like, what? Oh, okay. And then she shows the game pieces that she had. She's like, here's this room, and here's the different wall, like, where the wall opens up. Like, here's all different spots. Like, we're going to figure this out. And they're like, there's no way you're going to have enough time to, like, figure out a plan without getting caught. And she's like, well, I like a challenge. I'm like, good for you, Omega. Like,
mm-hmm.
She does what she has to do to get the work done, and she's not afraid to do it. So that's cool. So I was like, all right, we're doing it. She's doing an escape plan. She's going to figure it out. Hopefully it doesn't go south. But then later on, we go back to Tantus, and we get that top view of Tantus again, or for the first time. And it's just two circles in the middle of the woods from the bird's eye view.
Yep.
And then it goes to the vault, which is a circle from the bird's eye view. So it was a cool transfer, I guess. Transition, I should say. And Omega's watching the medical droid leave. And then when it leaves, she goes to her room. And so we're like, okay, she's going to try and figure something out. And while it's happening, the new doctor is watching her go to her room. And she goes and looks at the other kids, and they're kind of like looking at each other, all nervous. They look away. Like, she's like, they look sus.
Yeah.
Sus, as the kids would say. And so she starts working her way down to take a look at what's going on. But Omega's in the room, and she's like trying to take out one of those squares in the wall,
mm-hmm.
With the little tool that she has. And she's able to pop a panel out, which I felt like you have four sensitive kids in this room, and all you need is a little tool to pop a panel off. Like, these kids, if they had any knowledge of how to use the force or whatever, or they got angry or something, like, they would rip those things off so easily. Like, and then when she, like, looks through the wall and like bumps pieces off, they just come off so easy. Like,
yeah, they like fall apart.
Because I thought that all the pieces, like all those squares, were like individually controlled, so you could like reshape the room.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they would pull back to make like a cubby hole, like the bed is in, or like stick out to make a shelf or whatever. Yeah. I thought that's what it was, but apparently not. But she, when she pokes her head up and looks up, it's just kind of like an empty space going up. And so it's like all you got to do is go through the wall and then climb up somehow. And so she's knocking stuff down, the wall down a little bit, making a lot of noise while the doctor's going. And then by the time the doctor gets to the room, Omega's just sitting in her bed. Nothing's going on here. And the doctor's like, oh, okay. So Dr. leaves, Omega goes out and says that she has found a way out. So that's how that stuff ends with Omega. So that's exciting. It's like, how's it going to play out? Like, because once they start climbing, like, where do they go after that? Like, that's the hard thing. Yeah.
And you're carrying a baby, too. Don't forget about that part.
Carrying a baby. Also, like, the only way out of the vault is that laser hallway.
Yep.
And so it's like, well, what are they going to do? Is this going to go through the walls again to get out of that? Is she going to be able to hack a system from, like, in the wall or something? I don't know. But I'm sure we'll find out next week. So, that being said, we can jump over to all the Bad Batch stuff and their plan to get to Tantus. And so they're at a place that looks like Bespin, but I think this is the other Kaminoan cloning facility that we were at when Cad Bane had Omega originally in season two, I think it was. Mm-hmm. Was it season two?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I thought... I thought he showed up. Was it in season two that he showed up or season one?
I think it's season one. Because that was with like Fennec. Also, it was like when Omega was originally first missing and they're trying to track her down.
That girl goes missing a lot.
Yeah. So I think it's the same place as the old Kaminoan facility. So it's like they're going back to places that they've seen before that they know is safe or whatever. Mm-hmm. So they're there with Rampart waiting for someone to come, another ship or whatever. And ship lands, and it's our boy, Echo. I was like, this is his day. He's going to open so many doors for Drew.
And me too. I was thinking the same.
I wanted to tell you to, like, you should probably do a reaction or a watch party with this one just so I could see your reaction when Echo shows up, like how hyped you were going to get. But nope, didn't happen.
No.
But let's see. So they go into the ship. He's like, this is the best. This is like the best I could do on short notice. And it's like... a huge ship, like, okay, like, what if you had, like, an extra 2 days? Like,
yeah,
come on with a Star Destroyer?
Star Destroyer, yeah.
And so they're talking with Rampart about, like, how they would get the coordinates. And he's like, well, there's this Imperial Station 003 or whatever that's stationed above Coruscant. All ships that go to Tantus have to come from that facility first, and they only give the coordinates directly to the nav computer for that trip, and all those communication codes or whatever get changed every day. And so like that's how they keep it a secret. They don't like tell people, they just tell the computer itself where to go, and then even the I'm assuming that means like the pilots don't even know the coordinates. Yeah. This computer just does it on its own. I'm like, that's smart. And they're like, but he's like, how? There's no way we're gonna be able to get onto that place and then get on a ship or get the coordinates. I think it's too impossible. Whatever. But they're like, well, you're our former Empire. You can go in there and pretend to be an Imperial officer, and you'll be able to help us get through. And right, well, how is that going to help you guys? Like, well, we'll just be your security, basically. And we'll just escort you, and then you just bring us to where we need to go, and then we'll try and, you know, get on a ship that's leaving to Tantus or steal the codes or something. We'll figure something out. And he's like, well, that's kind of like a stupid plan. Like, we're just not going to work, whatever. But they're like, all right, well, here's an officer uniform, and it's a captain uniform. He's like, I can't wear this. I was a vice admiral.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when Echo is like, well, you've been demoted. And then Rampart's like, this looks down, I hate clones. That was so funny. I laughed so hard. Like,
yeah, that's a good part.
I just like that moment. And so the next scene that we have with them, they're using this cool, like, laser scanner thing to like take off the paint, their custom paint on all their armor. I was like, dang, the armor was cool. Like, and then they get all their extra like customization all taken off, certain from scratch. Which is like a cool technology that they can just like take off the top layer of paint on something. So they're trying to get, so they're like, we gotta get the they arrive at the Coruscant, the whatever it is, the facility there, and they transmit their security codes, landing codes, and they get approved. And I think it was Crosshair and Rampart were talking, and they're like, he's basically like, trust goes both ways. Like, we're trusting you to do your thing, and you're trusting us to do hold up our end of the deal. Like, no one likes the situation, but this is our situation. And was it Hunter's last words to Rampart was like, remember, we rescued you after the Empire betrayed you. So we're, so like, remember that while we're doing all this, basically like, we care more about you than the Empire type of thing.
Yep.
Then just, another Imperial officer comes when they land and says this, who are you guys? Like, your uniform armor isn't regulation, blah, blah, blah. And then it's like, all right, what's Rampart going to do?
Yep.
He comes from the back and he's like, these are my troopers and my mission or whatever is classified. And if you have a problem with that, looks at his insignia thing or whatever.
Take it up with Tarkin.
Lieutenant, take it up with Governor Tarkin. Or is he Governor Tarkin at this point?
I think he just said take it up with Tarkin.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, sorry, sir.
You dropped the Tarkin bomb.
Yep.
That's all you need.
And so then they go to wherever the control room is, and there's two troopers there that just started their shift. And he's like, all right, you guys can go back to your barracks for the day. and they're like, sir, we just started. Like, and they're like, well, do you want to be punished for 2 days or whatever, like in the brig, if you want to not do what I tell you, blah, blah, blah? Like, sure, we'll go. So clearly those guys are going to get executed or something.
Executed.
They're just trying to get some health insurance for their families, and there it is. Got told to go back to the room. And now they're gonna get fired.
Order 67.
They're gonna get executed. Well, isn't Order 67 in Lego movie the dude at Disco?
Oh yeah, it's
the Lego video game, Star Wars video game. It was kind of funny.
Forgot about that.
But so then they go and they go inside, and then there's a guy there who's like, hey, we need a manifest of the whole facility. And they're like, I need your access card. And Echo was like, oh, we didn't think about that. And stuns him. I'm like, okay. The plan's already falling apart. But they're doing that. And then the lieutenant that was the first greeted them when they got there goes back to the ship where because Wrecker stayed back. They're like, we need you to monitor comms and all that jazz. And he goes back, and Wrecker's just on his phone.
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing.
He just had his feet up. He was just looking at his little data pad thing, playing Candy Crush or something like that. Like
Candy Crush.
Maelun Crush or something.
Maelun Crush.
And he's like, I see that there's some discrepancies with the ship, blah, blah, blah. Like, something's going on here. I need you to show me your, what is it? What do they call it? The ship's signature key. And Wrecker's like, yeah, no problem. Come on with me. And he starts typing in whatever.
In stuff.
And he punches him in the back of the head. But I like how they did it where right when he punches it, the door closes, the back door closes. So you can't actually see it because it's a kid show and you don't want to see a sucker punch, I guess.
I guess. We just prefer watching people get crushed by the side of a wall.
Yeah, that was more family friendly. Where was my place in my notes? Echo is, then it goes back to the control room. Echo's trying to like hack. Rampart's getting nervous, like it's taking too long. And he eventually gets the information that he needs. And they find out that they don't get the codes sent to the Navi computer until after they leave the facility. So that sucks. because they can't just go onto the ship and hope for the best. And so, and they all thought that Rampart was lying. Like, I don't know all the, like, the specifics. Like, I didn't, I wasn't a pilot. I didn't know all these minor details like this. And so their plan then is for Echo to sneak onto the ship by himself and then turn off the proximity detectors so that the rest of the team can attach their ship to that Imperial ship when it goes into hyperspace. I'm like, that's scary.
And hard to do.
Hard to do. Because it's like, I don't know, we'll talk about it. But like, so they agree on that. Echo, he goes to the hangar or whatever, and he's sneaking in. Dude, he's like super agile.
Uh-huh.
Dude, he was.
Well, I mean, you got to think he also stole like that ship probably. Like, this isn't his first time doing solo missions, it feels like, at this point.
Right, but he was like jumping off that crate and like spinning around and... I'm like, dude, yeah, like,
he's a boss, bro.
Like, Paris Summer Olympics 2024, Echo's going to be there. Like, maybe, well, I guess it would be Paralympics.
Oh, heck no, bro. Too far.
Too far? What do you mean? I guess you can, like, people who compete in the Paralympics are allowed to compete in the regular Olympics.
They're just not going to win, but yeah.
But, because I think, oh, I guess I shouldn't bring up that guy because he went to jail. Never mind. I won't bring that guy up.
Yeah, let's not do
that. And so he sees all these R2 droids going to get loaded onto the ship and, like, the classic tube that goes down. And starts sucking them up and bringing them up into the ship. And so he's like, all right, that's my way in. And so, like, I wonder, so he ends up getting sucked through that to, like, get in. But, like, does it scan him and read him as a droid and then sucks him up? Or would anything underneath there get sucked up?
I don't know. I was going to actually ask you that question. Because I don't know, like, is it because he has droid parts? Like, that's why, I don't know. Interesting thing about,
because it would have, like, I don't know, I assume that it scans that there's something underneath it to, like, suck up. I guess it's not gonna like just constantly whatever, so I'm guessing it's because he's mostly machine or whatever that it scanned him and thought it was a droid, just like how later on when he hacks into a thing they said the droid is accessing the system. And so, kind of interesting. But while he's sneaking around, a clone commando thought he saw something in the corner of his eye, and he starts searching, but Echo is able to get sucked up before he sees anything. And so, Echo's like, all right, I'm in, but you guys got to go right now. Boom, boom, boom. Like, you got to go. We're about to leave. And so, then it's like a race between, like, them leaving the facility themselves, the rest of the team, to catch up with the ship while Echo is trying to turn off the proximity alert thing. And so he's hacking in whatever, trying to, like, turn off the proximity thing. Hunter is getting closer and closer, but he doesn't want to get too close. And then they get alerted that a droid is hacking the system or in the system. So a trooper goes to, like, investigate, and we didn't see it, but, like, I don't know if it's just because Echo heard the door open and he was out of sight that he was able to, like, unplug and then get him. But, like,
yeah,
Echo was already ready for the guy when he turned the corner. Like,
mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, I guess. It'd be nice if there was, like, a 5-second thing where we just saw him hear a door open. But
true.
Whatever. And so, whatever, he knocks him, like, stuns him or whatever, and then he goes back to work, and it's like all this tension because it's like he's running out of time. You go to the cockpit and you're like, all right, we just got the codes, we're getting ready to go, and then Rampart's freaking out, like, abort mission, is not getting it done. Crosshair is like, forget you. Like, I trust, if I can trust Crosshair, you can. Or if I can trust Echo, you can. Like, so that's cool that Crosshair was just trusting Echo with having minimal interaction with him, in a sense. Mm-hmm. Hunter is like, I trust him. He's going to get it done. And so what I don't understand is how the proximity thing works, because like Hunter like punches it like why wasn't the alert, proximity alert going off when he was about to connect?
It's he wasn't close enough.
But like he was literally at the ship underneath it before the proximity alert thing was turned off. Like he attached not even knowing that it was a go. Like, he just attached, hoping that right when he attached, Echo did his part.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know.
So, it's like, I thought the proximity thing was, like, if you're within, like, so many hundred meters or something, it would be alerted, but...
You would think.
I guess not. I don't know. But super... Like, you literally see the classic hyperspace, like, stars stretch... Mm-hmm. In the cockpit, and that's right when Hunter connects and they hit hyperspace. So the plan worked, and that's how the episode ends. And so the question is, one, how does Echo not get caught? Because like that trooper was sent to go check Vector.
Well, remember, he stunned that trooper.
I know, but like,
well, it was just so quick that they probably didn't realize that trooper was knocked out.
I know, like, but in literally 30 seconds, they're going to be like, why isn't the trooper back?
Yeah, I don't know how
they're going to go looking for him. And he can't, like, put the trooper's armor on because he's missing an arm. Like, he can't return, like, with a stub. Like,
he just puts on their outfit and, like, walks around. But he can't even put on a normal helmet. He has to have his own helmet.
That, too.
Because he has those fancy AirPods.
Yep.
Air Max.
So it's just like, how is he going to get out? And that's just a super quick trip. Like, literally, Tantus is like, yeah. It's like one planet away from Coruscant. It's like hiding in plain sight.
That'd be cool.
But also, like, how are they going to, like, detach themselves? Like, because since the proximity thing is off, does that mean when they detach from the ship, like, nothing's going to happen? But, like...
Yeah, I don't know, bro.
So next week, it's going to be... Crap is going to hit the fan probably next week, because they have to sneak into Tantus while Omega is trying to escape Tantus.
Yep.
And it's like, how are those paths going to cross? Like... Are they going to, like, hack in and find out where she is in the vault, break in, and then when they get there, she's already gone? And then they get stuck. They're trapped in there in the vault. Like, are they going to get caught, and then Omega is going to see them, like, through the vents, and she's going to rescue them? Like.
True. She might be going down these vent walls and all of a sudden bumps into. Because she also, like, we got to remember, she also really wants to get all those other clones out.
That too.
So she could just start a riot internally. All the clones get out and then they start taking out people. And then we'll get to a point and then one of them be like, I can't swim.
You know, I heard someone say that they're going to release the Zillow Beast as a diversion.
Ooh.
So then, like, there's a Zillow Beast that's attacking, like, and going crazy. There's
so much stuff going on, so much drama, they can't figure out what to do.
Yeah, so, like, it's going to be interesting because, like, what's next week going to be? And then what's the finale going to be?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's going to be a different, like, is it just going to be kind of like a part one and two type of thing where, but, like, I don't know. A lot could happen. I still think everyone's going to die because we you know. Think? I think everyone's going to die because Rex isn't there. So, like,
dude, they gotta show. Well,
so, like, if Rex isn't there, that means, like, he's fine. because he's supposed to survive. But like we know.
Oh, you didn't watch that trailer though, huh?
Don't say that. So now what? Now you just spoiled it for me that Rex is there next week?
No, I'm just kidding. I don't know.
You know, you're just saying that. So
I didn't watch it. I didn't watch the trailer. I was just kidding.
You're lying to me, right?
No, I'm serious. I didn't watch the trailer.
Really?
Yes.
So then why'd you make that comment then?
I don't know. I was just wondering.
You're lying. You saw
it. No, I did not. I didn't watch it. I didn't watch it.
So next week is called Flash Strike.
So, I mean, I think they're probably going to get caught or like somehow they're able to give those coordinates to Rex and his crew.
I think so. Like, it would be cool if every single clone trooper that Rex has in his arsenal and all the ships, like a little mini Rebel Alliance shows up to like attack. Like that would be cool, but I just don't think it's going to work out.
They somehow have a tracker on Echo's body. Rex does.
Probably does, but he still has all his comm stuff. So like he could just transmit something.
But remember, they had to be offline because they're able to track that.
Well, that was just as they were trying to get onto the ship. Like, they didn't want to be talking. But once they land, they can do whatever they want. But true. I don't know how it's going to play out.
We'll have to see. Yeah, I don't know. I'm excited either way. I think it's going to be a really good episode. And, like, I don't really have predictions because I'm really confused on how they're going to be able to do it. And, but kind of like you said, though, like, they are, like, it would make sense that they all, they're not going to die, though. They can't kill Omega.
Yeah, everyone's going to die except for Omega. They're not going to kill a kid. But, like,
sure, yeah.
Because there's no, because what are they going to do with them then? Like, it'd be stupid to have them in another show.
For another show.
Yes, that'd be stupid. Like,
yeah, you're right.
I think they all have to die. Echo will probably die just because he's not in Rebels with Rex. Like, sure, he can make Rex show and Echo dies in there, but it's like everyone at this point could die. And there's no reason to believe that they're still around later on in the timeline.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know. We'll have to see. But you know what we do know?
What's that?
And that you won't die drinking it, hopefully. So you have an underlying health condition that we don't know about.
Empire Radio is not liable for any...
True, I can't promise anything.
We need to add that to the ad where Andrew like says like the long like...
We are not a reliable, like a small, like really fast to speed it up, like super fast.
Yeah. Like they do like in the commercials.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, our sponsor.
If you'd like to enjoy a nice cup of coffee or tea, take a listen to our sponsor for today, Wesley Andrews Coffee and Tea out of Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Hey everyone, Andrew here. I'm pleased to tell you that the sponsor of today's episode is Wesley Andrews Coffee and Tea. If you don't know anything about Wesley Andrews, you definitely should. They're an award-winning coffee roaster and shop in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and they make fantastic coffee. The awesome thing is that whether you live in the Twin Cities or not, you can get their coffee beans delivered straight to your door by ordering them online. They even have a subscription service that ensures you never run out of amazing coffee. If you've been looking for some new coffee to try or a way to elevate your normal coffee routine, now's your chance. Head over to wesleyandrews.cc, use the code EMPIRERADIO, that's with a capital E and a capital R with no space at checkout, to get 15% off your first purchase of any bags of coffee or a coffee subscription. I can't think of a better deal. Get 15% off some great coffee, support a small business, and support your favorite Star Wars podcast. In the words of Emperor Palpatine, do it.
Do it. All right, cool. Well, what should our Spotify Q&A question be? Because I don't want to have to come up with a random one again.
Do you think Rex will meet them there?
Like, will Rex and his team come.
Show up.
Something like that. That's a good one. Any other thoughts, predictions, hopes, dreams for this, about this episode or the future?
No, not really. I'm just excited to see what next week and what happens with the crew. It's kind of a straightforward episode. Like, there's not... We're going there. Hopefully they don't die being there. Like, I don't know. We're getting down to the nitty-gritty.
There's two mountains there, right?
I don't really answer that.
I think there's at least two mountains there. Like, what if they go...
Mount Tantus. They just go to the wrong building.
They go to the wrong mountain? Like, they hack in.
That'd be hilarious.
Or they have to split up.
The thing is, like, is that ship, like, as soon as they hit atmosphere, going to get flagged that this thing is underneath them?
I don't know.
They also have, like, that one dude with them. Like, what are they going to do with him?
Rampart?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He said he was all of a sudden.
He said he was at Tantus before, right? So, like, he knows some of the layout and where to go.
He might be able to, like, work the facility and stuff.
He might be able to help a little bit, but
that would be a big distraction too, to have that boy, like, just push him out there and then bump into the other guy, and then they start fighting, like, arguing. And
but then it's like, well, how did you get here? Well, then they know they've been compromised.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he could play a role and try to betray them so he gets on their good side again.
Right. But I feel like that because Tantus is a secret and no one knows where it is exactly, like the fact that there's a security breach that people find.
They're going to have to move.
Well, it's going to lose all its funding. Like, all that stuff is like Tarkin's gonna be like,
yeah, but the facility, because the whole facility is based off of what, Palpatine needs that though,
in order right? But it would just be everything else would be canceled, and they would have to move Project Necromancer to somewhere else, but mm-hmm. everything else would be completely defunded and closed down, and that planet's worthless now because people know what it is.
They all of a sudden they send Vader to go help, and Vader just starts like
mauling. I would not like Vader to show up. Like
No.
It's too. I would like
to see a young Vader.
I just don't want to see, like, I feel like it's the Bad Batch has their own thing. Their villain is Rampart. The villain is Mount Tantus. Like, I want to just see that be what it is. But like Palpatine said, like, this is the most important project in the Empire. Mm-hmm. You get all, like, obviously if something of that importance
could
be sent there to stop an insurgence. But it'd also be cool, like, if some Inquisitors showed up, like the Inquisitors, Grand Inquisitors there, like, it'd be cool to sent. What if? Because we're getting Tales of the Empire, and we see the Inquisitor program with Barriss. What if, like,
we get Barriss?
Like, the Grand Inquisitor, the Fourth Sister, and Barriss show up.
Because the last episode comes out on May 1st.
Right.
So then, that'd be kind of cool, because then we'll get, like, potential end of Barriss.
Could.
And then we can get her beginning story. For new people that are watching. Ooh. What if Rex kills Barriss somehow?
Oh. That'd be cool.
That'd be dope. Or your homegirl comes back with Rex.
I would say that if they're doing a Rex show next, like, the final scene could be Rex meeting up with Ahsoka. Like, I'd be fine seeing...
Oh, here we go.
Ahsoka at the end as, like, a catapult for the next show. Mm-hmm. But I don't want Ahsoka to be part of the Bad Batch.
That wasn't even the homegirl I was talking about.
What other homegirl do I have? Who are you talking about?
She was already in the show.
You mean Ventress?
Yeah. What if she goes and saves Omega and then leaves?
Well, we were thinking it could be an Omega Ventress show.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be down for that, but
if anyone could find this planet by themselves, be Ventress.
Maybe.
I don't know. We'll see.
We'll tune in next week and we'll have all the details.
We'll have all the answers.
All the answers. Not or really. Maybe 2 weeks from now.
Yeah, and we have to, right? The show ends in 2 weeks.
Yep. So. Unless they surprise us with the fourth season.
No. Sorry, guys. Final season. Final season.
Yep.
Spinoff season.
All right. Cool. Well, it's time to transition over to everyone's favorite time of every episode, voicemail time. All right, cool. Well, we have a busy night tonight.
Ooh.
Because we have 7 voicemails.
Whoa!
We haven't had this many in...
I didn't get to push my button.
We haven't had this many voicemails in a long time. Long time. Like...
Yeah.
Last time was like time, VCU. Like 2 years ago to VCU.
Jeez. I'm excited for this.
Think about literally 2 years ago... The VCU story was unfolding like right now as we speak, like 2 years ago, like this time of year. And if you have never watched the VCU, the Voicemail Cinematic Universe fan film, movie-length fan film that we have.
Go to our YouTube.
Go to our YouTube channel. Go watch it. It's amazing. It's mostly Lego stop motion animated by our boy Dazdor, but we also have this like cool like digital art and other cool drawings of all the voicemails. An amazing story. It's a movie length. Go watch that.
Also, our YouTube's still kind of popping off, so.
We've kind of plateaued on our reaction videos.
Really?
Yep.
Let me see.
But that being said, let's listen to our first voicemail from someone we haven't heard from in a while. Daniel Contreras, one of our OG fans.
Ooh, wow. Daniel's back.
So let's take a listen to his voicemail.
Hey guys, this is Daniel. I've been catching up, listening to all your past episodes. I took a much-needed break after Star Wars Podcast Day back in February, but I'm slowly listening to all my regular podcast shows again, including yours, of course. I know I've been a bit late, but you were asking about a name for the 4-H pig a while back. My suggestion, I put it in Discord, is a sausage Ventress.
Oh, I like that one. I think it's kind
of timely given her appearance in the Bad Batch. Anyway, wow. My question or questions for you this week are, what is your favorite thing about your least favorite Star Wars film? And correspondingly, what is your least favorite thing about your favorite Star Wars film? So I thought that would be an interesting topic. Now I'm back to listening regularly. And I just want to say I really enjoy the EU with Andrew episodes. Those long episodes are pretty good. I'm learning a lot about stuff, and I thought I knew a lot about Star Wars. But he's sharing a lot of stuff about those old books and stuff. So anyway, keep up the work. Good work, guys, and I'll chat with you later. Bye-bye.
Well, welcome back, Daniel. We've missed you.
A sausage Ventress.
I love that one. That's a good one.
So, Cody, if you're listening, there's another good. I still like Hamgorian Guard. That's a good one.
But didn't he already use that one?
No, that was my idea.
Oh.
Yeah, like Ham Solo and...
Oh, yeah. Well, mine... I still just like mine. Just...
What was yours?
What's that one? Quill. It was just...
Straight, oh, yeah, Quill.
Straight up Quill.
Yeah. All right, cool. That's a good one. But he has 2 questions for us. One, what is our favorite thing about our least favorite film? And then our least favorite thing about our favorite film?
That's a good
question. Star Wars films. So... I don't know. Okay, so I think my ranking of my movies has changed in the 4 years that we've been around. So I'm just gonna go based off my Empire Radio canon list. So my official list, which is Episode 1, is my bottom. But now I would say it's higher on the list now after talking with you and Andrew a lot about the everything. But
well, we're about to go see Episode 1 in theaters.
We are in a couple of weeks, few weeks. Mm-hmm. But if I were to say what's my favorite thing about my least favorite film, Episode 1, Well, the mall fight.
Oh, you're okay. Well, I was so confused by that answer. Yes.
And then on my canon is Rogue One is my favorite one. So what's my least favorite thing about Rogue One? That's a hard one. Cause
the beach scene at the end.
No, I have like no complaints about that movie that I can think of. Like maybe at like the first like hour or 45 minutes, something like it's super slow, fast. Like stuff is happening. Boom, boom, boom.
I was going to say it's not slow. It's like,
but fast. Like, or maybe, okay, I got it. That Boogaloo thing.
Boogaloo.
Like, it didn't even didn't even amount to anything. Like,
this is a brainwashing thing that didn't do anything. That's probably my least favorite thing in that movie too, honestly. Anything with technicals that slide on the ground, like in episode 7.
What was in episode 7?
That was when like Han had the ship and those like creatures came out.
Yeah, Rantar,
or in Solo when Rantars. That one thing in the beginning with the light and stuff.
Oh, Lady Proxima.
Yeah, like all those kind of creatures. No, they're not it for me.
Well, all right. Well, your bottom movie is Episode 8. So, what is your favorite thing about Episode 8?
My favorite thing about Episode 8 is the end credits.
Oh, come on.
I'm trying to think.
You're such a hater. You know there's amazing things in that movie. You just don't ever want to say it.
I think the Yoda scene. That's probably my favorite scene in that movie. Because it actually felt like somewhat the same universe. Or it's either that or the fight scene.
With Kylo Luke.
Yeah, when he is actually not there.
And it goes to him just like hovering and like holding it like.
Yeah, that was probably my favorite. That scene's a good scene. The fight and with the salt.
Yep.
On it. Like that was a good scene. So.
And yes. Episode 4 is your favorite Star Wars movie. So what's your least favorite thing about that movie? The first half?
Definitely not. Trying to think. My least favorite thing is how unreactive, like how Luke was when his uncle and aunt died.
Like, oh, oops, like oops. That sucks. Oh, I guess I want to become a Jedi.
Yeah.
Like my father.
Like that part, like, because like when they filmed that, you didn't, like when that movie came out, there wasn't, I think, enough time to create that relationship between them. And then like he always knew that he had like a real mom and dad out there or something, you know? So he always felt like there was like, this is like my people that are taking care of me. And then they died and I didn't want to be here and they're holding me back kind of feel. But when you really realize that like these people raised him since a baby,
like literally a day old,
then it's like, no, hold up, Luke. No, this is not like, oh shoot, I guess let's leave this. I'm getting out of this rock. Like, no, homie, I need like some dramatic, like throw a lightsaber over your shoulder or something, like a little dramaticness, because later on we get a lot of dramaticness from you. So I think that part was probably my least favorite thing. Like in hindsight, when you actually look at all the films and you're like, you're not sad like at all that you just lost your aunt and uncle who have raised you your whole life. Like that doesn't make any sense at all to me. So yeah, that's probably my least favorite part of the film.
All right, cool, cool. Well,
and it just so happened to be in the first half. My man.
It was in the first half of that movie. Stupid. But thank you, Daniel. It's always good to hear from you. One of our OG fans. Mm-hmm. So keep up the good work doing all that podcast stuff. With Star Wars podcasts, all that jazz. But that being said, let's move on to our next one. Grass Monkey sent us another.
He was in the chat earlier.
I don't know if he's still there, but let's take a listen.
Hey, Empire Radio, it's Grass Monkey from the Discord. I just had a quick question for y'all. If you had an hour of free time, an hour of no responsibilities, what is your go-to free time activity? And what if I bumped it up to a day and you had no responsibilities whatsoever? What is going to be the thing you do during that day? Thanks, guys. May the force be with you.
All right. Cool, cool.
An hour and a day are completely different scenarios.
Yeah, that's why he's – what are the two different – so if you have an hour, nothing to do, you have no responsibilities, what would you do? Play Fortnite because Star Wars is coming back to Fortnite?
I saw that. Y'all about to get some live stream Fortnite, so make sure you tune in to twitch.tv/EmpireRadio if you want to catch.
When does that come?
I don't know. Probably May 4th. May 3rd is when it drops, so I don't
know. Well, you're going to be busy watching episode one.
I'm so busy.
Tales of the Jedi. We're going to get news drop. We'll probably record an episode that weekend, maybe. Who knows?
Well, are we recording Tales of the Jedi that weekend or no?
But we don't know. It all depends on if we get a trailer or news that we didn't.
But we also don't have anything to cover on, what's it called? On the 2nd, do we? Or the Tuesday or Wednesday? That week?
Yeah. Yeah. Tales of the
Empire.
Empire one. The next week would be week two of that.
So we are splitting between two. But we're watch it, binge it, go to the movie together, and then somehow still record that weekend. So that helps.
But that weekend we might need to record a trailer breakdown or if they announce a bunch of news or something, we'll have to go do an episode on news.
Yep, we'll see.
But it all depends.
But yeah, so stay tuned on Twitch. Wait, what was the question?
Free time for an hour, free time for a whole day.
An hour, probably, either like video games or just honestly, just sleep.
Sleep?
I don't know. I don't get enough of that. A full day of free time and no responsibilities. Probably like
fishing.
Fishing in the morning. Come home, video games in the afternoon / night, maybe watch a movie, and then go to bed early, sleep again.
Cool. Yeah. Well, if I had just an hour of nothing to do, I don't know, like...
Discord?
Discord, talk to you guys on the Discord. Scam YouTube videos. There's nothing much you can do.
Video. The hour's not that long, dude. Like,
I'm playing Jedi Survivor for the first time right now, and I've just been doing as many side missions as I possibly can just to collect everything, to get abilities, to raise my. Because I just, with those kind of games, I just try to do everything I can before I have to go to a main mission type of thing. And so, like, I've been buffing Cal Kestis,
but I'm at the Hulk before you get to the final boss,
dude. The bosses haven't even been that hard, really. Like,
weird flex.
Like, the last two,
that gun, that cheat code,
it's not a cheat code, it's fully in the rules.
Are you a master or what's
no?
I
just did regular
thing,
but like, the last two, like, main, like. Boss things, like, I didn't die once.
Jeez.
Now, I'm at a point, if you're in the Discord, you know where I'm at, if in the gaming channel, but like, I feel like I'm going to be stuck here for a while because it's the only thing you can do right now, and I keep dying and dying and dying, and I'm going to be stuck there for a while, and there's no way to, like, go back and, like,
buff up more
or something. Because it's not, I don't want to spoil anything, but I'm not playing with my buff character. So, like, I did all that work.
Now you're Grogu or something.
I'm literally have, like.
Why can't you spoil it?
Because if people haven't played it yet, I don't want to spoil it. Because I didn't know anything, and this was like, came out of nowhere, and I thought this is a cool surprise. So I don't want to spoil.
I want to know.
All right, I can tell you after. Okay. But like,
I'm not. I don't have a PS5, so I'm never.
But like, I literally have like probably 47 hours played in the week and a half that I've had the game.
Good lord.
So when I don't have any responsibilities,
a whole day he's gonna just play this game all day. That's what he's telling.
Yeah, I had to watch Bad Batch, go to the grocery store. I played all day. Then I watched Bad Batch again. We're getting ready for the podcast, watching the first half of Survivor before we started tonight. That's all I did. But like, I'm stuck at this part, and I'm like just mad that like I suck at it. So.
What's the cutoff age for a Survivor?
Like, how old?
Yeah.
I don't know. There's been people like...
I'm like so... Like, I feel like I want to do it so bad. I've always wanted to do it as a kid.
Really?
Yes. I've always... Like, my favorite guy... Do you? I don't know if we've had this conversation, but do you remember Bobby John?
Maybe.
He was like in the first few seasons when they're giving away that yellow car... That the company doesn't even exist anymore.
Huh? Survivor?
In Survivor, yeah. There's a time where they're like, the second place got a car and the first place got like...
Bobby John?
Yes. Bobby John is his name. I wonder how old he is now. He's probably like my dad's age or something.
I... barely recognize him.
I wonder what I don't even know what he looks like. But anyways, I've always wanted to do that. And I was like, think about that when you always talk about Survivor. I'm like,
well, there's people that are like in their like 50s and sometimes 60s.
So there is
like,
no age cutoff, really. You just have to be healthy enough to do it.
But so most of people are like in their 20s and 30s. Of some people,
you ever watch the show Alone?
No. But I know what that is. My parents watch it. Like,
well, because they live that.
Yeah.
So just not alone.
So you watch that video of the bear? My mom sent me a picture of a bear mud print on their window.
Oh, hey.
Because there was another bird feeder hanging above that window, so it was holding itself against the house.
No.
And apparently my dad opened up the blinds, and the bear was right there like...
Dude, I would lose my. Oh my gosh, dude! Just imagine that.
I'm good. I don't need to imagine it. I'll stay away.
Dude, Steph would. We would move in like that week, dude. If we ever moved to a place, and that happened, oh, we would not live there ever again. Or like even our cabin, like there'd be no way we'd.
So they put away all the bird feeders, and they're gonna keep them in. Away, and hopefully the bear moves on. But
yeah, he's prowling. I'd be afraid to even go out my front door. That's not a small. You guys need to go join the Discord if you haven't seen this bear. That's not like a small black bear. That thing's a tank. And that thing is huge.
She sent me another video of them like with their night cam like surveillance thing outside, mm-hmm. like at night, just walking up on their deck and like looking around. In the middle of the night.
Make sure they don't let the dog out by itself at night either.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyway,
thank you, Grass Monkey, for your question. I'll play video games or something unless I have like something else I wanted to do. But
Miles just came home and he's trying to. Okay, really quick. We're still recording.
Oh.
Come say hi to everyone.
Oh, hey. Oh, we got to put this in the thumbnail or something.
Say hi.
Hi.
Okay.
All right.
Say bye. Say bye, everyone. Okay, love you. Go to bed. Oh, I know. You want to talk.
All right, cool, cool. Thank you, Grass Monkey. All right, next up, our good friend Uncle Owen has sent in a question. We were just talking about how he got burned to a crisp a few moments ago. So
his nephew didn't care about him.
No.
Hey, Empire Radio, Owen here with another voicemail. My question for you guys this week is, what is your favorite video game of all time? Thanks, may the force be with you. Bye.
Thank you, Uncle Owen. And I've always said it on the podcast, the first Last of Us is my favorite video game of all time. Super amazing, amazing, amazing storyline. Super emotional. Gameplay is fun. Second game is also really good, but it's...
Not even close to the first
one. No, It's not like, okay, it's not as good, but like it's so complex and so like deep and so like emotional, mm-hmm. and it's like I have no complaints again. It's just really long.
Yeah, the first one is just so good though. That's definitely up there for me. It's either that or like I really like the original Battlefront game. Like
the OG ones.
Because I used to play that so much as a kid. And like I'm so bummed that I need to look into it and see if they fix all the issues, because I didn't buy the newer one because it was having so many issues off the drop, which is just disappointing because I really wanted to play it again for you guys. But yeah, that first game was like, though I played those things to the point where this froze all the time for me. The disc was like burnt. So fun. Yeah, probably those ones.
All right. Cool. But Jedi Survivors, I like it a lot better than the first game. It has a way better storyline, in my opinion. Really? So this one's really
better.
Good.
Do you think the gameplay is better too? Because I heard that it's like more easy to control than the first one.
I don't know. The controls are similar. You just learn some
better like, tricks.
There's more like things you can do, like attack wise, which is complicated for me because you have five different stances because of different ways you use sabers. Mm. So there's like different things you can do with everyone. So it's like a lot to memorize,
mm-hmm.
and so it's kind of confusing. But so the gameplay is kind of same, but like it's more of an open world with like linear like offshoots, so it's like way more fun to explore, easier to explore, because before you had to like, if you want to go to the end of the map, you had to like redo the whole map again.
Mm.
Like fast, there wasn't really that much fast travel that I can think of, but this one is like fast travel is everywhere. There's all these fast travel points, and so I've just been doing everything that I can to buff up Cal and all that jazz.
Yeah. But apparently it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter when they make you not use them for one mission. All right. Thank you, Owen. Great question. Next up, we have two from Elias. So let's listen to his first one.
Hello, Empire Radio. It's Elias back with another voicemail. And my question, I think this is a good one. Out of all the four elements, which ones would you want to use? You can only pick one. You can only pick one. I haven't watched The Last Airbender, but I'm trying to get around to it. Just don't really have time, you know, school going around. But when summer comes, totally binge watching the whole thing. But might send in another voicemail later. But anyway, bye.
All right, cool. Thank you, Elias. So, of the Airbender, the Avatars.
Said four elements. What four elements?
Well, it's water, earth, water, earth, wind, fire.
Oh, yes. Duh.
So, I'm always a water guy. Like, water bending is super cool. Way cooler than all the other ones.
Blood bending.
I'm all about Squirtle as my starter Pokemon.
Whack.
Who are you, Bulbasaur?
Heck it. No, that's Andrew.
And you're Charmander?
Char. Yeah, dude, Charmander is a goat, bro.
I just like waterbending.
The only thing that bothers me about Charmander is that he's not a dragon type, but Charizard is a dragon, but he's not a dragon type.
But that's
Pokemon politics. I don't know.
So my answer is water. Drew, if you could just be one bender, what would you want to bend?
Well, from like the Avatar?
Yes.
Universe, probably airbender.
Really?
Because you can fly, bro.
That's like the weakest one,
but it's so dope because you can fly. I don't know, I want to fly.
Oh, okay.
Like, I don't know, float around and like just no, like I don't know, it's either that or fire. I like firebending. It's very practical. Water, you have to have water in order to use it. Fire, they create it.
Yeah, but I can't remember if it was. Legend of Korra, maybe, when she could take water out of like plants.
I think that is. And then also bloodbending, too. That does get really dope. But like, I don't know. I think fire probably fire because it, like, it's just you got it, you know. And what's really cool about fire too is that you're able to like start fires and burn people.
Oh, okay.
That's cool. Go watch our Avatar live action breakdown on YouTube. YouTube exclusive. You guys want to catch that?
Yep, go watch that. A lot of fun. But at least I'm excited for you to watch Avatar: The Last Airbender this summer. It's one of my favorite top ten shows of all time, probably. And I just finished season two of the OG series, and I just watched the first episode of season three last night when I was eating dinner. So good. It's so good. Season two is my favorite season, I think. But like, it's just top notch.
Yeah, binge that and then go watch the live action and let us know what you think about the live action.
And then go watch that movie that came out like 10 years ago.
No, do not do that.
Or more honored, it's like 15 years ago now or something like that.
That is one thing I will just, no. Just don't waste your time. It's not worth your time. That's 2 hours that you'll never get back.
All right. Well, thank you for that. But Elias has sent us a second voicemail, so let's take a listen to that one.
Hey, I'm back with another voicemail, and if you could pick 5 superpowers to have for the rest of your life, which superpowers would you pick? For me, so invulnerability, be able to breathe in space, because that'd be cool, super strength, super speed, and flight. Like, that would be awesome to have. But anyway, see you guys next week.
Yeah, so basically you're just Superman.
Superman, bro.
Superman without the laser vision. Okay.
Elias is Superman, okay. Like, can't Superman's like breathe in space too?
Yeah, he can go on space. Yeah.
Bro, you're just Superman, dude. 5 is so aggressive too.
Yeah. Well, my
5, I'm like, whoa.
My number one super is always teleportation. Like, that's just like
teleportation or speed?
No, teleportation, because I don't want to run. Because then you got to like the Flash. You got to like eat a certain amount of calories all the time to like be able to do it. You can
steal. Okay.
Or I can just teleport into a bank and steal the money and teleport out.
That's true. But so, you can like run. Well, I guess you can teleport across the world too if you wanted to.
Yeah. Teleport would be my number one. Super strength, sure. Invulnerability, so you can't die. I guess those are 3.
Two more.
I don't need to be super fast because I can teleport. Waterbend. That's a superpower, right?
Breathing underwater, that would be cool.
And then, like, super good hearing. How about that? That way I can, like,
sonic hearing.
Hear.
Do you want to see through walls? Or does that get inappropriate?
I don't need to see through walls. I can just teleport in and see it for myself.
I think, so that's your 5. Teleport is cool. I feel like running is just more practical. So I'm going to do that. I don't know. What if you have an off day and you can't teleport? Like, but you
if you have an off day and you can't run, like you get like an ingrown toenail and you can't run anymore. Gotta wait for it to heal.
But you probably heal quicker.
You don't know that.
Okay, so I'm gonna do running fast. Wolverine, where he can just like regenerate himself all the time. Let's do invisibility, like the
good one.
Into the Spider-Verse, you can just shocking. That'd be kind of cool too for my number 4.
Like electrical power type.
Yeah, electrical power kind of thing, and then leaps, like able to jump really.
You
high.
Just want to dunk because you'd never be able to dunk in your life.
You know what I was thinking? Like, wait, hold up, flying. I want to fly. Elias didn't even say anything about flying. So he's like, super.
Yeah, he did.
Did he?
He said flying, I think. That was his first one.
Okay, so not jumping, flying. So flying, running, Wolverine, healing, invisibility, and shocking. That's mine.
Grass Monkey did say telekinesis, though. That's a good one.
Yeah, get rid of shocking and telekinesis.
I get rid of my super hearing and have telekinesis.
Yeah, get rid of shocking. So telekinesis, healing like Wolverine, running, flying, and invisibility.
ever seen the movie? Ever seen the movie Mystery Men?
Mm-mm.
So this is like from like late 90s, early 2000s or something. It's like a superhero movie, but it's all like fake superheroes, kind of like they want to be a superhero, so they make something else. Like one guy is the shoveler, like he's just like good with using a shovel.
Kind of like
but like there's like Cal from Kenan and Cal, he's in that movie, and his superpower is to be invisible, but he's like, I can only be invisible when no one else is in the room. And then
I've seen that movie.
And then when I look at myself, I reappear. I don't know if that's kid friendly. I don't know. Don't watch it.
Yeah, maybe I don't know. I
think
remember.
It's PG-13 probably, but.
But I just remember funny that scene. Like, well, of course you're invisible because no one's around you to see if you're invisible.
Well, yeah, but you don't know. Maybe he is invisible.
That's kind of like what
if a tree falls,
does it make noise?
If no one's around to hear it, like, good question. No one knows.
So stupid. Of course it makes noise. So dumb. One knows.
All right. Thank you, Elias, for that. Next up, we have two voicemails from someone.
We still got two more after this?
Two more, and then that's it.
Okay. I was like, I'm losing track. This is... I forgot about these long voicemail times. They're taking half the episode right here.
We haven't heard from this individual in a while, but let's listen to our first one from Addy.
Hey, Empire Radio. It's Addy. I'm so sorry for the bad quality of this voicemail. I don't have a lot of time, and I really wanted to get a voicemail in before you guys air tonight. Oh, man. Today's Bad Batch episode was absolutely, positively amazing. I mean, except for Rampart being back. He's still on my punch in the face list. Lucy and Retta, you know. Anyway, and I love how we're getting, like, this new persona to Omega. Because, like, she really had to grow up being on Tantus. She really had to fend for herself and figure out what the heck to do next. And it's really paying off in this new arc. Anyway, I'm running out of time. I hope you guys have an awesome day, and may the force be with you. Bye.
Come on, Eddie, you can't put a Rampart on your punch in the face
list. I hope I never get on Eddie's punch list. Does she do like karate or something?
Yeah, Taekwondo. I think it's Taekwondo. She could beat us up.
That's a real list from her too. Yeah,
isn't that like professional fighters? Like their fists are considered a deadly weapon. It's like if Conor McGregor punched someone, it's like assault, but also assault with a deadly weapon.
No, I don't think so.
I think that is a thing. If you're a professional fighter,
chat, help us out. I don't think that's real.
Maybe it's
UFC fighters gets on all the time. Maybe different states and countries.
But also, if you don't press charges, then
dude, if I get hit by Connor, I'm pressing charges just for fun.
Oh yeah, you're taking every penny he has. But yes, Eddie.
But he also has really good lawyers, so it's probably not going to even work.
Well, we got Grace. So let's wait till Grace is out of law school.
And then find Connor and be like, punch me. I got ya.
Yeah. And so, yes, she mentioned that Omega's had to really grow up this season. Yep. I really like Omega.
I think in this episode, like we mentioned earlier with the doll, that really showed how much she grew up.
Yeah. I would say that Omega is my favorite part of this season, honestly. Like, I just really like what her character is become and what she's been doing this season. Like, yeah, the animation is amazing, super good writing and stuff, but I just think Omega from the first two seasons to now is just amazing. So that is true, Addy. So I'm happy that you noticed that about Omega too. But Addy has a second voicemail, so let's take a listen to that.
Hey, Empire Radio, it's Addy with another voicemail. I didn't really have a lot of time on the second one to really say what I wanted, so I'm back with another one to do it again. I wanted to ask y'all's opinion on the different place drops that we've got. Like, we know characters can have cameos, but places have cameos now. I mean, the Moon of Ryloth, that was season one, and then it came back in episode four this season. And now, I think in this episode, the planet they were on to get to meet up with Echo was Borovio, the actual place where Cad Bane took Omega after he kidnapped her the first time.
Ooh,
and that is freaky. Anyway, let me know your thoughts and have a great day. Bye.
Awesome. Thank you, Eddie. And yes, places can have cameos, and that's always exciting.
I mean, we kind of we get that a lot in Star Wars, like where sometimes we go to planets that we heard about from
Tatooine is always
the biggest cameo but of like, all time. But
I do like when we get like place cameos, especially like things like we've only seen once, like in Clone Wars. Like this season, like Rex's base was like from like the Clone Wars movie.
Yep.
And so like coming back. So that's cool. Just to like see that. But like I also feel like Disney is doing a lot of like always creating new places so that this giant galaxy isn't just the same 20 planets. Like they're always adding new planets, new places, just to keep things fresh. So it's always a good balance to have new and also cameos and shout outs and
well, and all that. Like the High Republic, you those novels you're on planets that you've never even heard of. Like
right.
So
but it's like cool setup, like the planet was a Hetzal where they have like the Bacta fields, like where they are growing the Bacta plant that's used to make all the healing stuff. So it's like a cameo of like an idea and like it's how it came to be. Mm-hmm. And same with like all this the other
spice
stuff,
so. Planets and stuff like that.
Right. So
yeah,
that's cool. That's the cool thing about Star Wars is it's so big.
They can do so much stories, all the time,
And keep things fresh, but also keep things familiar as well. So it's a good observation, Eddie. So thank you for that voicemail. And that is all that we have tonight.
Wow, you guys came through this week with these voicemails.
Next week we're going to have like none, and I'm going to have to like tell people to like keep the streak alive. But
let's shoot for 8 for next week.
No, dude.
We got so much potentially happening next episode. We want to see your guys' voicemails. Send them in. Make sure they're in by what time do you stop the count? Like 7 o'clock?
7 o'clock, I usually.
7 o'clock looking. Minnesota time. So. Yep. Send them in before then, and you'll get on the night of. So if you guys go watch it in the morning, you know. And
I should mention, because someone sent in a voicemail via the old method.
Did it not work?
No, it worked. So we got that tonight. I can still see him. But in June, the Spotify voicemail option is no longer going to be available. So that's why we changed to speakpipe.com.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go into description below and click our links page, links spelled with two I's, links.co/Empire Radio, is a landing page for everything Empire Radio. And we have a voicemail link to the new website. So make sure that starting in, preferably now, you just keep
just doing
do it that
now.
Way.
It's easier to do it right now because it's right there.
Because eventually Spotify option won't be available. So it said June. So I'm assuming that first week of June, I won't be able to access anything if you try and send anything that way or whatever. So speakpipe.com, super easy. It's you don't even have to sign up. It just go to the link that we have. It's already a personalized page for us, and it's already set up. You just got to push record, put your name in, and send it. That's all you got to do. So send a voicemail if you've never sent in a voicemail. We'd love to hear from you. Also, if you want to get connected to us in any way, shape, or form, you can find all those stuff there too. So Facebook, Instagram, follow us on Twitch for our live streams. Every episode we do live streams. And Drew mentioned earlier that he might be doing Fortnite Star Wars stuff coming up soon, eventually. Mm-hmm. We'll see if that plays out with the schedule with Star Wars Weekend.
I mean, I'll probably play it Friday night, so when it drops.
That's only going to be out for like 3 days, or is it going to be out for a few weeks?
I don't know. I don't know what the drop is. I'm assuming they're adding new characters, and there'll probably be some like side hustle mission stuff. So it's gonna probably be out for like a week or whatever. So we'll play some. So make sure, like I said, you guys tune into Twitch if you guys want to see some of that. And then if I get wins and stuff, I'll clip those wins and put them on YouTube for you guys. So make sure you guys go over there too and watch those videos if you want to.
Yep. And also, like you just mentioned, YouTube. So follow us on YouTube for our these breakdowns go on YouTube as well. But we also have reaction videos and other cool stuff on there. So go check that out on YouTube. We have our fan email. So if you want to send us an email, send us to that as well. Join Discord. It's a lot of fun. Join the Discord. A lot of fun in there. If you want to talk about anything about Star Wars, there's other things. Like if you want to show off your pets, we got a pet channel. If you want to show off your cooking, we got a food channel. We got all kinds of stuff just to show off yourself and talk about fun stuff. And also we are part of needlessly nerdy.com. So that is a entertainment network that we're part of. So other podcasts that have nerdy content, articles, all that kind of fun stuff. So go check out all of our modes of information and entertainment that we offer.
Sweet.
Anything else, Drew, before we get out of here?
No, I think that's it.
All right, cool, cool. Well, you have been listening to another Bad Batch-tastic episode of Empire Radio. I'm Jeremiah.
I'm Drew.
And may the Force be with you.
Always.
Needlessly Nerdy, your source for all things nerdy.
www.needlesslynerdy.com.